food and nutrition experts getting together to help you raise a healthy family. It's time for Family Food Kitchen on Radio MD. Here's your hosts, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
It's known that kids who learn to cook develop and apply math skills, discipline, creative expression, and self-esteem. Plus, they cultivate a healthier relationship with food. They actually grow to love it. Jackie Vega, who is a registered dietitian with Super Healthy Kids, is in our kitchen right now to give you the 10 cooking skills your kids should know. Jackie, always great to have you back in our kitchen. And we only have 10 minutes or less to go over 10 skills, so we better get rolling. Let's get started. What's the number one?
Well, the first thing, of course, is to teach them clean hands. You know, they have to have clean hands. So when you're walking into the kitchen, everything should be clean. So that's what I always tell them. The next thing that's really easy from, you know, a very young age, even as, you know, as young as them being able to stand up, is to put them in front of the sink and have them help you wash your fruits and your vegetables. So that's a really easy one. And then measuring is another one that they can start at pretty much any age. And what's great now is that my third grader, she's learning about halves and quarters and eighths. So it's a great teaching moment for me in the kitchen as well as helping her out with school. The other one would be toast making. I know that we started that at a pretty young age as kids, and even though you do want to make sure that you're there to watch them, they can, you can just teach them, you know, safety, make sure that you're not using anything to stick in there, watch your fingers, and teach them how to use it. The other thing is that actually I don't have a garlic press, but Amy and Natalie have said that their children, when they were younger, they've used the garlic press, and that, you know, it's not like they're using a sharp knife. It's just plopping in the garlic and pressing it out. And another thing that Amy and Natalie use are rice cookers. And I know that Amy has said that on several occasions her children have been in charge of making rice or oats when needed, and they know how to measure it out and turn it on, and it's nothing that they're going to burn themselves on. And number seven is cutting with a child's safe utensil. They do have, I was recently in Bed Bath & Beyond, and they have some really cute child-inspired utensils. They have some really cute colors that go along with them. And the ones that they actually make for children, they're very dull. So they're perfectly safe for them to use. And the eighth one is, not, I don't know if you would want to call it a specific skill per se. It's going to be a bunch of them combined together, but making their lunches. My kids, especially on the weekends or days they don't have school, they get in there and they put together their lunches that, you know, that they want to make, so then I don't have to worry about giving them something that they don't like. And another part along with that is, because we're really big on adding more fruits and veggies, they know that when they're putting together their lunches, they have to have at least one fruit and one vegetable. And in the same line there, so number nine would be planning out meals and snacks. I know it might sound like it's a lot, but my children are 7 and 9, and for them, it has gotten to be fairly, you know, fairly easy for them to sit down with a piece of paper, and we talk about what they want for their, you know, for their lunches and possibly a dinner or two throughout the week to help me out, and they'll write them out, and that's what I go off of for their lunches. And the last thing that I have can be for pretty much any child that can walk, is to set up the table. I know that was a big thing in my household. We always made sure that we had dinner at the table, and setting up the little knives and the napkins and really getting things looking cute. And my kids love when we will put on music, maybe a candle or two, and they just love that atmosphere. So it makes it fun for them. And this isn't necessarily a tip per se, but it's also, I know that moms are busy. I mean, I'm a busy mom too. I know, you know, Carolina, you have kids the same age as mine, and even if it seems like it's going to be a hassle to get them in the kitchen with you, it's really important that you take at least, at the very least, and this is like really small, one time during the week to get them in there and to show them that you want them to learn, because it's going to be one of those life lessons is going to be carried out forever. Yeah. So I definitely encourage it.
Jackie, that's a great point. We are busy, but you know what I have found, and I think you're going to agree with me, and I hope to enlighten some of the moms that are listening, is it's going to take you a little bit of time the first and second, maybe third time that you're going through these skills that Jackie just listed for you, which are all great. I love all of those. But the trick is, by the fourth and fifth time, they're going to be doing it on the by themselves and pretty well. Mm-hmm. It's actually going to save you time. I can't tell you how great it is to just instinctively have my daughter set up the table for me. I mean, that's five extra minutes I have to wrap up dinner, or, you know, to just be able to hand a bag of green beans to my son, who's only five, but he knows, okay, so we put it in the strainer, we rinse it with water, and then I snip the tips. And that's it. Mm-hmm. I mean, that saves me a good 10 minutes of prep work. I can just turn it around then and throw it in the steamer. So it may take you a little bit of time to teach them, but believe me, it's going to save you so much time from then on. Don't you think so, Jackie? I think that's a really good, you know, side benefit that no one talks about, but it is.
That's definitely true. And I've even had, well, because my daughter just turned 9, and as of last, I want to say it was last summer, early last year, she's taken a few recipes from the beginning to the end. And yes, I have to be by her, but I know that through, like, as you said, through time, she's going to be able to, I'm thinking by next year, she'll be able to get breakfast for at least her and her brother. So.
Sounds like a dream. Have them do all the cooking. We'll just sit back and relax with a glass of wine. That's parenting 101.
Yeah.
I love it.
Well, I love all of these, and they're so doable. They're so simple and so doable. The garlic press is brilliant because they love watching that squish out. I mean, it's fun. We're having, you know, it's a craft session, I think, in the kitchen. And toasters, I had to learn not to get shocks when I was little, but I learned. The other thing that I wanted to share is that we did this with my son, who is now 28 and married. And he is a master chef. He just started to grow into it more and more. First, he got acclimated to the kitchen. Then we started giving things to do. Then he started participating more and more. Not all the time, because he's a busy kid growing up. But, and it's happening with my grandchildren. They start getting interested in the foods. And they start, and then you have a garden. And my grandson has discovered rosemary. So he runs out and grabs the rosemary and starts throwing it in the chicken. He's 14. I want to encourage parents that you mentioned early on that this is a life skill that you're teaching them. You're not, it's convenient for you. It's wonder, or it may be take a little effort until it becomes convenient. But man, you're giving your kids the tools to take care of themselves. And how much better can that get? Do you have one last thing you want to share with us? Because we're almost out of time.
Well, that was actually most of them. I guess, you know, the only other thing is to just, you know, make it a family thing. And it doesn't have to be just you and the kids. Get the husband in there. And when my mom is in town, she's in there too, which she's most of the time she just sits and laughs at them because she thinks that they're cute. So. But yeah.
Well, they are. That's our job as grandmothers. Yeah. Well, that is awesome. Carolina, I hopefully you made notes of all these things we're going to put up on our site.
Absolutely. We'll post the list of the 10 cooking skills that not only your kids should have, but everybody in the family should have, like Jackie said. We'll post it on our social media, so make sure you follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And I also want to invite you to visit Jackie at www.superhealthykids.com. You're going to find the cutest and most fun recipes that you can make together with your kids and help them build up these 10 skills in just few seconds. It was so much fun having you, Jackie. I can't wait to have you again in our kitchen. For everybody that wants to learn more about us, go to kidcritics.org, and that's spelled the 2 K's. Thank you for being with us, and in the meantime, eat well and stay well.